Hi, welcome to What I Would Have Missed. I'm your host, Julie Rocco. This episode is part of a year-long series featuring artists who are using art as a form of healthy expression and a pathway towards healing. Please, when available, find links to the featured artist's website and her social media in the show notes so you can learn more about the artist and see their art. For the artist, they would have missed creating these works had they died by suicide. For the viewers, these are pieces of art you and the rest of the world would have missed had the artist died by suicide. This is a celebration of creativity, but more importantly, we are collectively celebrating life and the decision the artists have made to stay. Megan Murillo, an artist from North Richland Hills, Texas. My journey with depression started when I was 12 years old, and I am now 23. Throughout high school and part of college, I often had a plan on how I would end my life. I could see myself following through with it, but would then remember all the friends and family I would leave behind, forever. Keeping them in mind, I never went through with it, and I'm very glad I didn't. If I had been successful in any of my life, I never would have graduated high school or college. I never would have seen my sister get married. I never would have found love myself, got engaged, and started a small family of my own that I love coming home to every day. I wouldn't know the amazing people I know today. I wouldn't have grown and evolved into the person I am proud to be today. I think of all the fun game nights I would have missed, all of the movies I never would have watched, the music I never would have heard and been inspired by. While no life is perfect, and there have definitely been some hardships in the past few years, I still don't regret my decision to stay. I know it sounds cliche to hear this, but I promise, it does get better. There may be days where you've lost all hope and you're at your lowest, but speaking from experience, there are far more bright and happy days than dark ones. I want to thank you for listening to What I Would Have Missed as we seek to create a collective journey of hope, healing, and happiness. It is our hope that in our sharing, you will find connection, inspired hope, and a desire to keep reaching for a future you do not want to miss. If you or someone you know is hurting and struggling to find a way beyond the darkness, please reach out for help. In the United States, call 988. Again, that's 988. It is the National Suicide Lifeline. If you are listening somewhere else in the world, please become familiar with your local resources and reach out for help. Your life is worth fighting for. Please join us on our journey of finding hope, healing, and happiness beyond our suicide attempts and ideations. Won't you please stay? I love you, Julie. Will you please consider following our podcast on your streaming services by clicking the plus sign in the upper right-hand corner of the show page if you're using Apple. If you're using Spotify or other streaming services, simply click the follow button. You will get updates when new episodes are released if you follow the podcast. If you found us on our website, I encourage you to download the podcast in your streaming services or visit the website every Tuesday and Thursday to listen to our new episodes. And will you please consider sharing the podcast with others? You can also join us on Facebook or Instagram at What I Would Have Missed. If you want to share your What I Would Have Missed story, please go to our website at whatiwouldhavemissed.com, or you can email me directly at julie.whatiwouldhavemissed@gmail.com. You may find these links in the show notes. Until we connect again, remember, you matter. You are more than enough. And your life is worth the struggle to reach the other side of the darkness. Don't let go. Hold on, my friend. You have a life waiting for you that you do not want to miss.